So I hope you have something, because I don't see how we're going to make a pizza with just turkey and gravy.
I got good news. Got mashed potatoes. I've got more mashed potatoes.
Oh my god.
I've got... I don't think it's going to be good. Pecan pie.
Sure.
That's good. We got mac and cheese.
Okay. Mac and D's.
I've got creamed corn.
Okay.
I've got the little bit of turkey I'm saving for myself. I have sweet potatoes.
Ooh.
I have... Oh my... Well.
Well.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Sorry. I have green bean casserole.
Okay.
And I have stuffing. Can we make a pizza with all of this?
I mean, if we want to get crazy, we can do like stuffing and mashed potatoes for a crust.
This show does get crazy a lot. We could do stuffings and mashed potatoes for a crust.
Okay. And then what are we putting on top? Turkey, obviously.
Turkey, obviously, on top.
Gravy,
gravy for the sauce. Thank you, Joe. Joe's got gravy for the sauce. Okay. Hear me out.
I want to put the pie on it so bad.
I do not. I'm putting the pie back. I'm not tempting you with this pie. Let me think. We could do, so definitely crust of stuffing and mashed potatoes. I think that makes sense.
Sure.
Right. Gravy. You've got gravy in there, and yes. That turkey thing. I've got a little extra gravy. I've got gravy from a jar.
I'll say, this is the Costco, like, starter kit for the turkey gravy. Smashed so hard. I'm normally not a turkey gravy guy. Shit was fire. I mean, this is sponsored. Go to Costco.
Yes, I got all my shit from Costco. Okay. So I think on the pizza itself, I'm thinking for, like, the crust, it's not going to be traditional crust, obviously. But, like, the outer.
No, get a rolling pin. We're rolling this bitch out. We're going to mix it up and then roll it back out.
I think that's fair for the actual crust. But I think for, like, the edge of a crust, you know, the lip, sure. The crust of a crust. I don't have enough mashed potatoes. I don't have enough mac and cheese.
Right. So mac and cheese, we can disperse that with our turkey on top. Mm-hmm. I also like the corn on top.
Corn on top.
Green bean casserole, I can be persuaded.
Maybe sweet potato along the edge.
Okay. Because I want something to be sweet.
Yes. Sweet potato.
I mean, do we have any cranberry sauce?
No.
Damn.
Nobody takes cranberry sauce for leftovers. I'll say that.
No, you should have just had an extra can because you were filming
this. I know. Yes.
Through the green bean power of TV magic. Cranberry sauce.
Okay, so I think that's the plan.
Okay.
Yes. Stuffing and mashed potatoes. We're going to have gravy crust. Sweet potato around the outside. Gravy sauce. Sweet potatoes around the outside. Corn, turkey, green bean casserole on top.
So what was
get a good mix in there.
So this is inspired by the DiGiorno, right?
Yes.
What was on the fucking DiGiorno one?
So a little bit of background.
Yeah. Why we're doing this.
Kroger released a Thanksgiving pizza. A Thanksgiving pizza. And us here in Kansas City, we have the grocery mafia. So we have only Hy-Vee's. And various grocery stores owned by the Constantino family.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Kroger never got here. We do have Kroger's not too far away from us. We did go check those. They did not have the Thanksgiving pizzas. So now we have to make our own.
There we are.
So I think it had a little bit of cranberry on it, so I feel bad not having it. But listen, we got to spill a little bit of sweetness. I bet they didn't have the green bean casserole on it.
I mean,
and the mac and cheese.
Why would they have
green bean casserole? I think we've got a good base here.
Also, my green bean casserole is better than that, almost guaranteed.
That's my sister's, so that's pretty mean.
Oh, fuck your sister.
Let's get to work. I think we put all the stuffing in. It's bread. That makes sense. Put all the bread in.
Well, yeah.
Right. Let's just get all that.
Gonna be using them anyway, might as well go for it now.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I guess I'm gonna be the musher guy. Okay.
Take that.
All right, flatten that into the bowl. Sorry, let's clear off some of these a million leftovers we've got.
Yeah. So I open this one because I feel like this is the right and equal amount of potato.
That feels right. Yes. Let's go equal parts to start off with here. Come on. Let me. Oh. Okay. All right.
I know my potatoes.
Ugh.
You've met my wife. You know that I know my potatoes.
That's fair. His wife is a potato.
She loves potatoes.
One big potato.
It's her favorite food by far.
Awful, by the way. This is an awful texture. Just cold, bready mush. Do you think if this was, like, warmer, you think it would mix better?
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe let's.
You want to flatten it out as much as possible so that it evenly microwaves?
Yeah, you have to be the clean hands, so you get to. You know what? It's looking all right already. Okay. All right. Ooh. Okay. Warmer. Maybe a little more success here.
Yeah.
But it's going to break down a little bit more.
That's okay.
Here's our pizza dough.
I know. I
saw. For better or worse.
I feel like, I'm going to say, we might have added too much potato.
It was equal parts potato and stuffing, so either...
That feels like too much potato. You kind of just wanted potato as like a glue of sorts. You don't have equal parts glue and paper.
I've got more stuffing.
I thought you said that was all the stuffing.
That was all the stuffing that was in that container. I've got more stuff. What do you think? More stuffing?
Let's see how big this is first.
Okay, all right. Yeah, let's...
This is about to be one hell of a pizza crust.
Oh, God.
Get it on this action. Look at this fucking heathen.
We'll get this in the hand.
You know what? I'll say it looks like a crust. This looks like this is going to work. You don't share my enthusiasm.
This is going to fucking fall right through. You can't have a pocket of just all potato.
Yeah, you can. It's right there. What do you... Okay.
No, it's fine.
We could get the green bean casserole and really just mix that in.
No.
No? We're out on that one?
It's where we start using everything else as the glue.
Okay. Let's preheat the oven.
Do you want to get our... Well, I mean, I can do this. You guys work on...
Yeah, so let's get some of our sauce on there.
The question.
Sure.
Do we... Cook the crust a little bit.
Oh, a little par-bake?
Yeah.
We could. You know, actually, the more I'm thinking about it, yes, we par-bake the crust.
We should probably, yeah.
You want to get all the extra mashed potatoes onto the pizza?
Nah, that's for me.
It's not for me.
The Doritos. Cheese. All right.
So then the process after we proof this, I guess that's for dough, but...
Par-bake, we already said.
That one.
The proper term. Then sauce down. Well, probably shred up some turkey.
If we're going to use sweet potatoes as the crust, or that's mashed potatoes, or
mac and cheese.
If we're going to use sweet potatoes around the edge, around the crust, we want to put that on first for the bar bake.
I would say probably not.
I think we'll be all right without it.
Yeah. Because that'll give us a nice difference in texture on the crust.
Okay. All right. Just throw it in. Throw it in while it's warming up. What's it going to do? Be cold.
You cooked the turkey this year? Fuck no.
Who made it this year?
My aunt.
Was it good?
It was fine. I'm not a big turkey person, so.
Does she watch the YouTube channel?
Fuck you, Bobby. Your turkey was ass. No. She doesn't, but also, like, it wasn't ass. I'm just not a big turkey person.
How does she cook it?
Fucking.
In the oven?
So, notably, the other aunt doesn't like celery, and she doesn't like onion. So, like, it was fucking, like, carrots and potatoes, and they, underneath, and then they shoved a bunch of fucking, aromatics on the inside.
But they did put it in the oven. They roasted it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you putting that inside a turkey? Then I was like, oh, under a turkey, sure.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Because that's what stuffing, that's the difference technically between stuffing and dressing, right? Because technically stuffing
goes in the bird
should go in the bird, but nobody actually eats stuffing anymore. Everybody eats dressing.
Because then it absorbs all the bird juices.
Well, it's that, and it causes it not to cook right because it's inside of a fucking bird.
Yeah. But we smoke
a turkey.
We
sprung frozen. Just immediately inside your house.
Deep fry it, drop it right here.
Oh my fucking god, so fucking Grubbud's celebrity Nick Adams, of course, fucking deep fried his turkey.
No, that's a stock meme footage. I saw the picture that they posted. That's a stock meme footage. Here, put it on top of this lid. See, here on Grubbuds, we like to not dirty as many dishes as possible because we have to clean those dishes eventually.
There will be a day when we'll have enough money to pay somebody to do all of our dishes and off screen manage this bitch.
Yeah. Start having children, Jones. Somebody to wash the dishes. How's it going over there?
Sorry, I just had to stop myself from making an awful joke.
Oh, please do. I don't know.
Well,
I have no idea. I don't know where you're going with this.
I guess we're not live like we normally are. We can...
That's fair.
If this video gets cut, you'll know that Vincent's joke was not good. for good enough for well, it didn't pass the censors.
Okay. Well, so I did like, so it'd be like obvious cut. But no, I was like, need someone to wash the dishes. What do you think you got a wife for?
No, that's a good joke. She would actually appreciate that joke.
She would appreciate that joke? More would not appreciate that joke. My fiance.
Yeah, like literally any woman I know.
Would not appreciate that. It's a polarizing joke.
Yeah, all right. I see that.
All right, 15 minutes in. I don't know.
It's almost like we have too much potato.
Let me show you. Let's show the camera. While Vincent finishes up that.
Here, you're about to give me... It's not time to go mobile.
No, that's fine. Let me just pull it over there. We'll keep the shot consistent.
It looks almost the same.
It's still focused on Vincent.
But drier.
Hold on. I told it to focus on the pizza, now it thinks it's a face.
Dropping this whole crust would be funny. Huh? I mean, you know what?
I don't know, pumpkin, is it? You know... We called it too much. Vincent said too much potato. I was never calling him wrong, but now I'm more likely to call him right.
What's the move, your game?
I think we're already going to eat this with a fork anyway.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
We're in too deep.
I think we got to grip it and rip it. All right, this pizza's ready to go whenever you're.
Funny guy. Yeah.
That'd be the biggest wing ever for a chicken.
You guys don't have turkey sash chickens?
Can I get a spoon?
Sorry.
Big spoon, maybe?
So again, put in the wash, Josh.
I'm gonna have to get all the pieces of that.
I guess. Honestly, I think the true test of this is when Owen shows up for Dom That's True.
Sure.
If we make him eat this. And he goes, yep, yummy yum. Or if by the time that we get to Dom That's True, he's still fucking complaining about how nasty it was.
I don't think it's going to be nasty. I do think...
No,
crust isn't going to hold up at all.
As long as we get the old response of, oh yes, another week of ruining food.
Yes, that'll be his first words. Why do you guys always have to ruin food? That's what he says. And to be fair, this time, maybe we're ruining food.
Mayhaps.
Perhaps.
Yeah, just
end up like putting cold. Oh, do not let the chicken bone up. The turkey bone.
It's
on
a turkey, brother. Come on.
All right. We're never beating the turkey allegations.
Good gravy, though, right?
Yeah, that's good gravy.
I mean, Costco makes good stuff.
Yeah,
it's Costco. All right.
But in the straight up gelatinized stuff.
Only one way to clean this food. Your grandma?
Morgan's grandma.
So you're making one of you. You better hope Morgan's grandma doesn't watch this.
I know she
watch this YouTube
watch this.
Channel.
I'm sending this video to her specifically.
I'm sending this to Morgan's family's group chat.
They're like, look how fun and creative Joe is.
Little did you know, I'm in their group chat. I'm in there, bro. I'm in your walls.
Hey, do you think Uncle T's been this whole
Here.
Time?
Make sure we're not blocking the camera there, Joe.
Oh, my ass has always been a
If I'm eating this terrible conglomeration of a pizza, it better be on camera. All right. So we're going green bean casserole also just all over.
Yeah.
Corn just all over.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes around the outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then mac and cheese dribbled throughout since there's not a ton.
That's fair. All right. Well.
Because, you know, all good pizzas need cheese. Fucking.
Gosh.
How else would you like me to do that?
Not a big fucking glob.
Dollops
around.
Kind of funnier to do the glob. You want it like ricotta cheese dolloped around?
Yes.
Green bean casserole explosion.
Yeah, I'm glad you're on board. This is gonna look like a margarita pizza before it went in the oven. Sorry.
It's gone. Sorry, all that hope.
Let me go ahead.
Our margarita Thanksgiving
pizza. Yeah, we need a little bit more over here around those edges. Oh yeah. Green bean it up.
Yeah, just start getting the corn in there. See, funny bit.
See, the corn might need a 30 seconds in the microwave. The corn might need a little loosening.
Nah. You know what? The corn could be ricotta.
You know
maybe
what?
It's too late for that.
The best way to appropriately distribute this corn.
You guys cream corn people?
Too late to say no.
I do enjoy a good cream corn.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever had, like...
Never had a creamy corn?
Yeah.
It's so simple. It's just like...
cream and corn?
It's like cream cheese and a couple sticks of butter.
Some milk if you're feeling frisky.
Yeah.
If you like it a little thinner.
Thinner?
Don't. Right. Hey, I'll spread it out. You can just get it on there, you know? This is looking... immaculate.
I'm not gonna lie, this.
We should have had a top down food cam this entire time.
Like, you being happy here, hold on, no.
I know you want to keep the shot consistent.
I know where the camera goes.
Alright. Joe. They don't call him Joe Keep the Shot Consistent Booty for nothing. Wow.
Oh boy, here, hold on a second. I need to darken that frame. Oh yeah, now they can see how good that is.
Describe good. What do you mean by good?
I'm just increasing the contrast, so, you know, they can truly, truly appreciate all the layers to this pizza.
All right, don't worry. Good news, we got some more mac and cheese. This we should warm up, I feel like, so it spreads.
No, it's fine.
Oh my god.
We're already here. I already didn't wash my hands, so.
Well.
And me with the most rudimentary camera crane backpack thing ever.
Honestly, seeing how done this is on the top already, maybe we should have added this a little sooner to protect it a little bit.
Protect what?
The cheese from getting, like, too overbaked.
Oh.
It's fine.
Oh, like, not have put it over the top?
Yeah.
You know what? It's gonna get nice and crispy, like a cheese should. Thank you, Joe.
I'm gonna go put this back
in. Oh, thank you, Joe. All right.
And then sweet potatoes around the outside?
Around the outside.
And then we're ready to throw this bad boy in the oven. You know what? Let me show you.
God. I'm using my fork spoon. Or what? Hand.
Here, don't do anything worth filming real quick. I'm about to run this thing.
To be fair, they don't need to see the whole crust.
Alright, we can time lapse it. Just cut the audio.
Slur.
Did somebody say slur?
I heard a slur.
Looks truly awful.
This is starting to look like when I made a breakfast pizza where I just was like, oh, well, this needs to go on, and then this needs to go on, and then the next thing I know, the pizza's like 2 inches tall, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Shit, where did we go wrong?
This looks like a sixth grader's idea of a pizza. You know what I like? Mac and cheese. Throw that shit on there. You know what I like? Mashed potatoes. Throw that shit on there. I think we've got more sweet potatoes, so I don't feel bad going through as many of these.
Uh-huh.
I'm convincing myself. So
do you feel bad
in my fiance doesn't get mad at me? But she comes and sees that all of our leftovers are gone. What'd you do? Made a pizza? Was it good?
Haven't found out yet.
Yeah, you know what? This could still be good.
You know what? I want Tina's live reaction before this goes in the oven.
Hold on. Another idea for all of you. Tell me you have more mini marshmallows.
No, hell no, dog. I do have more mini marshmallows, but hell no. All right.
On half.
Show the camera. It might be warm.
Yeah, we're chilling. Yeah.
No.
Hell yeah, you. Brother. Why are you the way you are, Joe? Time to go in the shut the fuck question. Up. Ready for the oven!
Okay. Did we just bake it?
All of this for that.
What?
Both.
Bake then broil?
Yes.
Bake?
Because we need some heat to penetrate because if it's so fucking thick.
Bake 10 minutes then broil?
15 then 5.
I don't hate that.
Alright, 15 then 5.
Do we not want to actually get Tina to react to this or is that a...
That's fine.
Or is that a, it's not gonna happen, brother.
I think it's alright without it. Alright. Here we go. Vincent. For better or worse, here it goes. If you have a god, I would say pray to it, but this has happened outside of religion. This isn't, no religion would condone what we have done here today to this pizza.
So we'll see you in 20 minutes.
All right, here it is.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's done.
The smell is all there.
It smells like Thanksgiving.
It smells quite good. I think.
I cannot believe you dumbasses.
Every year we're gonna have to try this. We're gonna have to try this every year until we get this right.
Well, I love that too. I can't believe you dumbasses did 50% potato, 50% stuff.
Listen, we're learning for next year.
How about we turn off the oven? Let's start with that.
Let's burn the house down.
With this pizza inside.
Do you have like a pizza cutter?
I do.
God bless.
Unfortunately, yes.
I guarantee you it's not in there.
This is a bit of a travesty, to be honest. Yeah, do the glass plates over here.
Please.
We're upstairs.
Yes.
Oh, God.
This is a travesty.
So, dumb idea for next time. 7-layer dip, like casserole version.
The issue is it would be good. We don't do anything because it's easy, Joe.
Well, I know.
We do it because it'll look funny on camera.
But a 7-layer dip is cold, so like all of this just layered together cold, and you have to eat it with like pita or something. Force ourselves to do it that way. I know.
Why would you eat it with pita? You would eat it with dinner rolls.
Pita.
That's a great idea.
Pita.
Pita. Pita.
What's this here? All right. Here we go.
Or better yet.
The more I'm sitting here looking at this, the more I think this is not going to be cool.
I mean, it's... There's not much of a crust.
Wow, crazy! I'm shocked, dude. I'm shocked that there's no crust on it.
Cuts like butter.
Ooh, or...
Hear
me out.
Fresh pie, save me a slice!
Burritos. Thanksgiving burritos.
Yeah, maybe it's every year we try to make a different food out of our Thanksgiving leftovers.
Oh boy, just in time!
I didn't just walk in.
What?
Hey, Owen, you're needed in the kitchen.
Do you want a slice of pizza?
Sure.
Alright, cool, come here.
What the hell is that? Oh my gosh.
Thanksgiving pizza. Yum, yummers.
Hold on. You guys ready for the cheese pull? Let's check cheese pull.
Some of the olive oil has been better.
Cheese pull.
First slice is always the hardest. Everybody knows that.
Honestly, though, this cheese pull was kind of crazy.
Fresh pie, save me a slice. Everybody can't see Owen's really upset expression behind.
Come be disappointed on camera, please.
Owen, we worked really hard. We put in almost an hour into this.
What the fuck is that thing, dude?
It's a pizza.
Is that fucking sweet potatoes on the outside, green bean casserole in the middle, along with mac and cheese, stuffing, and turkey?
So stuffing and mashed potatoes make up the crust, with a sweet potato on the outside, as like, you know, so you get different textures.
There's an edge.
Right, we're trying to make this an experience.
It doesn't look like a crust. I just saw that thing crumple into dust.
Correct. That's because while I was downstairs, these jackasses were like, you know, the optimal ratio, because like, you know, you can't just do the stuffing. You need like some sort of glue to keep it together. They thought 50% mashed potato, 50% stuffing was an okay ratio to try to make this crust with.
Tell me where the logic falls apart, all right?
It could have been where we went wrong. More stuffing, less mashed potatoes next year.
Yes.
But we're not doing a pizza next year.
Oh, and then we have gravy as the sauce. And then turkey, cream corn, mashed potatoes, creamy casserole on top.
To be fair, this is probably fire. It's probably good.
Yeah.
But
is it a pizza?
I don't know, the corn is kind of...
Are you anti-corn?
No, but just in this scenario.
Are you angry?
He's anti-egg and anti... What's the other thing you're anti? Anything egg-related?
Yeah, egg-related.
I guess.
Things that are egg-related.
What about cake? Oh, and shut up.
Yeah, like, technically there's egg in pecan pie.
I mean, and...
I imagine you need a pecan pie.
By and large, French toast is consumed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's odd that you love French toast.
I do love French toast.
I'm not really a huge fan of like homemade French toast, though.
70%
like,
egg.
Yeah, where someone's dad fucking essentially over-easy to fucking egg onto a piece of bread. That's not always the best.
Okay, well, that's not French toast, then.
All right, second slice.
Oh, gosh.
You were helping me out, then you pulled out.
Gosh. I didn't feel like I was helping you, really.
Do not give me a slice of that. I'm going to wait to see
you. Break you off a bit piece of this Thanksgiving pie.
Oh, my. Yeah,
my favorite part is that the sweet potato steak on the crust. That's, like, my favorite.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see you guys take a bite of this before I go.
All right, Vincent, get under that crust. It's right there, you see.
I mean, Owen, here's the thing. The only difference between this and actual Thanksgiving is that we get to taste them all together. If you think about it, on Thanksgiving, it all ends up in the same spot, right?
Well, it should all end
up. And here you're with your real family.
It should end up in the same spot.
Your fellow chefs. Right. I mean,
much like Olive Garden, when you're here, your family, so.
Yeah.
Chef and brother.
Yeah, no, do not scrape me off any yet. I'm holding this plate away from
the fact you stole the plate away. You're scared for it. All right.
I'm scared for you guys.
All right, honest reactions. Here we go. This is what it came out to be.
You guys put that in the oven?
Yeah, of course.
Of course I do. I bet it's
make sure that's not fucking hot as hell. I watched it steaming.
I just had that up. Which is maybe a problem in itself. Yummers.
I knew you were doing that to our casserole, but it's actually pretty damn
good. It's like a tuna casserole, but good.
You know what I'll say? It's the first time we're grabbing up 100.
I was wondering who's going to be the first one.
But because we made it. That's what makes it better.
Here's the thing. It's hard to mess up all this. The worst outcome of this is a KFC famous bowl.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty high bar.
All right. I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I'm not taking a full gigantic fucking slice, though. I'll save that for you guys.
Yours.
Yep, not
I also like, it, I can appreciate the fact that he's entertaining that these are slices at all. And not just
slop.
Yeah, yeah, that's just fucking
stupid. I mean, we kind of did just make a casserole on a pizza pan.
You guys kind of just like undid casserole and made it sideways.
It's deconstructed.
That's, yeah, I was like, what's the fancy word for it? Deconstructed casserole.
Alright, give me four.
Where the fork's
at?
Right
here. No, man.
Like, I'll watch enough Jackass.
Oh, I'm the dumbass, my bad.
This fucking guy.
He's gonna try this goat.
The longer that's I look at it, the less good. Bad it seems.
I wanna hear it.
The longer I look at it, the less bad it looks.
I wanna hear the description. I wanna hear.
It tastes exactly what you expected to.
Yeah.
It's just Thanksgiving food.
Yeah! Hey, listen, this is a win. Chalk it up to a dub. You didn't come in here until you guys ruined food.
We did put money down.
You kind of did.
It's almost, you know what? It's all, honestly, it's almost too much food. That's my only complaint.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say that Gordon Ramsay would yell at you, but it doesn't taste bad.
This is like a pound. This is like pounds of food.
This is frustrating me how much I don't dislike
the Kroger pizza is probably lighter than this.
It's probably on an actual pizza crust.
This gums you up a bit. You know what? But you get that sweet potato crust.
Hey, say what you will. I ate Thanksgiving food for like 4 days in a row, mm-hmm. lunch and dinner. I've been the most regular I've been in a while.
Yeah. Plenty of fiber.
Every single bite I take frustrates me further that this isn't terrible.
And it's a different taste every time.
Right? We really layered the flavor so much.
It's just Thanksgiving.
I'm feeling like this is a success. I think handshakes are in order.
Doctor.
I'm getting angry.
All right, let's rate it. This isn't Grubbud's Thanksgiving after all.
Budsgiving.
Well, based on how we normally label our numbers, this should be somewhere between 50 and 60 because it is, as you said earlier,
good slop. This is slop.
But at the same time, this is all homemade Thanksgiving food, so it's at least like a 75.
Yeah, I'm also like...
Because I would not be mad if I had Thanksgiving and then showed up at Grandma's house the next day for lunch or dinner, and she's like,
I made pizza. Grandma made me a hot turkey sandwich for lunch the next day. That's pretty good.
Did she?
Yeah, you know where you put like the
open face sandwich. We all know. Yeah, we're all... Yeah.
Rough. It was the first time I'd ever had it or heard of it.
Never had an open-faced sandwich the day out? Oh, my God.
Grandma was like, you want a hot turkey sandwich? I said, sure, Grandma. And my mom goes, Owen, do you know what's on that? I was like, Mom, don't care. Grandma's making it.
Grandma's making it. It can't be that bad.
How did you make the sweet potatoes right. not taste like shit?
Yeah.
That's a fucking slice.
Here, yeah, show that to the... Bring the camera here.
Are we doing this again?
Yeah, one quick... Just look at this slice. This is going to be the thumbnail picture. We made a Thanksgiving pizza, and it's going to be this slice of pizza. We're going to clickbait you with this slice of pizza. Wow!
Ooh! Ah, here, let me contrast that a bit. I gotta pull back for that. All right, now get back in there.
You guys soy...
Oh, sorry.
You guys soy jacking underneath it.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
All right.
How did you make the sweet potatoes not taste like shit?
You don't like sweet potatoes?
No, he thinks they normally taste like shit.
Well, yeah, it's just brown sugar and...
Yeah, I think it's brown sugar and butter. We got these.
Oh, okay.
These are Costco sweet potatoes.
Yeah, like, well, the actual sweet potato is just pretty...
Did
not
you restart?
That great. But then you're supposed to, like,
stopped.
Season them up.
Okay, gotcha. All
are
right.
you telling me they came pre-seasoned up?
Let's do an outro real quick. Yeah, you can just buy them at Costco pre-seasoned.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
That was decent.
On fire.
It's actually decent.
All right. All right, so final scores. Where were you at?
I give this a 75. This is a solid win.
I'm like an 81 on this. I am going back for another slice as soon as the camera goes off.
I'm putting it straight at 80. It's honestly one slice heavy enough for me. Owen?
Dude, I'm not that high on it. But
I know. That's
it's
fine.
Not bad. Give it like a... First number off top of the head is 62.
62? Hey, that's a win.
Yeah.
That's a win for what we're doing here.
That's a win.
W's all around.
All right, next year... You know what? Here, in the comments, leave what we should try to make out of Thanksgiving leftovers next year. Or if we should just stick with Beat's idea.
It's still making me more and more mad.
Shout out to our patrons over at patreon.com/homedisaster. Shout out Joe, Aaron, Skylar, Dylan. Mailbox Kansas City closed in the Iron District.
No!
Damn it.
How could this happen?
Closed since the beginning of November, by the way.
Damn. Could it be still open? We sent at least two people to the Iron District.
And Ozzy also as well. Make sure you're commenting, subscribing here on YouTube. Appreciate you for being here. We're going to try to do more kind of fun content like this, so keep your eyes peeled. And this is the beginning of Disaster December. This will come out during the first week of Disaster December. So.
Nice.
Hope you're enjoying your holidays. Thanks again. We're thankful for all of you to be here. This
Aww.
Is too long of an outro. We're thankful for YouTube outros. We'll see you next week.
We've had enough of this nonsense.